This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Real owners that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. We weren't going to publish all of this, but it really should be a big news story. Not that we need big news stories. It doesn't really do anything to be in the news because hardly anybody even pays attention to mainstream news. But it is important in the history of the Internet. We have the folks that do MasterCard, Visa, Walmart, Google, you name it, for their Internet security. The Internet attack started against us on Friday, and it ran through last night. And then we just upgraded a bunch of stuff, and they said, it's kind of fun for the folks involved. They said, okay, if there's one bigger, it'll be basically the biggest DDoS attack ever using, you know, those bots that they hijack computers. I'm not an IT guy and go after people. But we've got the graphs, the numbers, all of it. Now they're launching an attack that the FBI is looking at, a bunch of other people are looking at, and it's believed this is the biggest DDoS attack using web bots that's ever happened, and it's pointed directly at the communist Chinese. So they are at cyber war with this country. That's well known. They're the ones that do most of the hacking, most of the attacking. Now, our sites are secure. They've not been penetrated. A few weeks ago when WikiLeaks was getting attacked and shut down, folks struck back, patriots from here in the United States is the word we got, and shut down a bunch of East Coast major hubs and websites. That was going in and shutting them off. This is just brute force, massive attack. And it's got to cost like $500,000, the experts say, because this is what mafias use, you name it, to activate all these computers, people's home computers, printers, you name it, surveillance cameras, servers. A lot of folks don't watch those and don't know they've been hijacked. You've got to watch them and see if they've been spiking or if they're not working right. And they've just got tens of thousands of those trying to hammer and shut down Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and also our shopping carts, obviously. And that's where they've had some success. It's great, though. I came on air last night, talked about the fact that we lost a lot of money because Christmas is when we tend to go into the black and fund new projects in the next year. And so every day is an employee we can't hire or equipment we can't buy or trips we won't be able to take to document things for you. And when we're talking about $42,000 a day being lost the last days before Christmas. But everybody took action, took advantage of the extended sales, InfoWarsStore.com, the free shipping, everything. And we actually just about made back what we lost, not quite. So we had to up some bandwidth things and some security funding as well. But we'll just have a whole fundraiser and raise 10 times what's needed just to teach the attackers that every time they attack, we just get stronger, they get weaker. And the Communist China is panicking right now. So I've got a message to Communist China straight ahead.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Inauguration of the 45th President of the United States. But the globalists are pulling out all the stops, attempting to reverse our desperate move to restore the Republic and pull our country out of the clutches of the multinational globalist crime syndicate. It's Monday, December 19th, 2016. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have incredible news to break down. This is the day that the electors in the 50 states are to cast their ballots. Across the country, they are moving to get Republican electors to be faithless. As you know, the death threats, the home visits are exploding while they have Nancy Pelosi's daughter hitting the streets with fake news all over TV, not just Fox News, but you name it, in newspapers everywhere saying, I'm sending people to hurt her. I've called for violence. No proof, no quotes, all lies. They're attacking. They're threatening. They're going to the houses. The folks from the Democrats are death-threatening Republicans. That's in the news. Even CNN admits it. But meanwhile, they turn themselves into victims, saying that I'm attacking them. Now, notice, it's the White House currently. It's Hillary. It's the George Soros-funded Media Matters are now attacking yours truly more than Rush Limbaugh. more than Matt Drudge, more than Stephen Bannon. And by the way, I don't want this distinction. I'm always talking about the other leaders and the other great people, and they are great leaders. And a lot of them reach more folks than I do overall. But I put out the counter talking points that are the most effective. I'm the voice. I'm the person rousing the crowd to resist all over the world, and they can't stand it. I've been very critical of the communist Chinese who've infiltrated our country, who are buying up Hollywood, all six major studios, who are censoring the internet, who are calling in PC World, in the Washington Post, in the LA Times, in the New York Times, in the Wall Street Journal. I covered it all the last few weeks, to censor the internet. They're advising the takeover. I've got the stacks I covered yesterday and more, from Forbes to you name it, admitting it's the communist Chinese that are allied with the robber barons, with the globalists, with the Rockefellers to take this country over politically and economically and through the media. They're hiring former Stasi as well to help police the EU media. You cannot make this up. Doing business the Chinese way, Facebook develops a censorship tool from the communist Chinese. Forbes. So, I'm the only person putting out the actual analysis. Just like I had Sheriff Arpaio on your stand, I said, sir, did you know the UN, under a Strong Cities Initiative, is funding the police review boards to take over the departments? And he goes, no, I didn't know that, but I know they're taking over and they're anti-American and it's a foreign force. And so I sent them a bunch of Breitbart articles, but even Associated Press articles, with Lynch, the outgoing attorney general, saying, we're going to come in and take over departments under UN command. I mean, this is going on, people. So they intended this takeover once Hillary got in to finish the job. But by you taking action and all the rest of it, speaking out, Trump barely got in with an electoral landslide, but lost by 2 million votes. They claim it was millions of illegals voting. I mean, the numbers are there. And so they're still trying the takeover. But notice they use military technology. By military technology, I mean in propaganda. They use dark propaganda, black propaganda, as it's called, where they go, we need to overturn this election in a coup because Trump's trying a coup. We go, well, that's not nice, Pelosi. How dare you death threaten me? It's not a coup. No one wants to overturn the election. They're all over the news. Overturn it, overturn it, overturn it. Saturday Night Live, you name it, overturn it, overturn it. Meanwhile, no one's trying to overturn an election. That's un-American. But you just said you want to shut up, crazy person. Sit down and shut up, or I'll call you names. You're bullies. And so I've got all this incredible news to break down today. We've had hacks before years ago as we've upped our security. You know, a guy got in like 15 years ago and put a naked lady on a motorcycle on our front page. I thought it was kind of tasteful hack in a way. It wasn't anything vulgar, particularly bad. A lot of times it's people helping us. Hey, I just shut your website down. Give me a call. Wow, how'd you do it? Well, here's how I did it, and here's how you fix it. There's a lot of great hackers, great patriots. It's the hackers that have been defeating Hillary and the globalists, the whole WikiLeaks. I've said the white hat hackers and the leakers are the MVPs of 2016 global victories against consolidation by the New World Order. You are the spearhead of the truth. By and large, you know, I'd say 90% of hackers are the best people out there. The communist Chinese and their, quote, dark army, though, are the biggest, most powerful group in the world, probably more powerful than even the giant NSA grids, which have a lot of good people actually working in the NSA that have been leaking the intel on the election and WikiLeaks and more. But the communist Chinese and their president have openly said that America's finished. They've said you'll never be great again. These are quotes. Your greatness will never return. That's in the People's Daily. Ha, ha, ha. You'll never get your jobs. It's China's century. It's over for you. It's all very aggressive. China is super aggressive to black people, super hateful towards other Asian groups, one of the most homogeneous racial groups genetically on the globe. They're more genetically similar than even your average Jew. They are the most homogeneous, racially, quote, pure group out there. I'm not bashing Chinese, folks. Let's just be honest. They're funding political correctness moves in our country. They are literally taking us over. Kissinger and the globalists made deals with them in the 70s. The Bushes made deals with them. Soros has made deals. All the usual suspects have used China. They've allowed them to steal their intellectual property. They've allowed them to have no environmental standards, lower taxes, all designed to migrate everything over to China. Then they weren't supposed to build a big military, though, and expand outside of China. They've broken that deal. So, patriots in the Pentagon and intelligence agencies and in the general public said, okay, we were setting up globalism for global peace. We were conned. Alex Jones is right. Stephen Bannon is right. Donald Trump is right. Ron Paul is right. Matt Drudge is right. WorldNet Daily is right. We're launching a counteroffensive. We barely seized part of the country back. They're going into total meltdown. Race war meltdown. Division meltdown. Overthrow the election meltdown. Assassinate Donald Trump meltdown. So we get denial of service attacks and botnet attacks and bot swarm attacks about three times a month. And usually it's out of China. Sometimes it's Homeland Security testing stuff out. Sometimes it's private hackers. But the really big ones are very, very expensive because you got to have hackers spend a lot of time putting out viruses, putting out systems to hijack home computers, to hijack other internet devices and the Internet of Things, and to be able to turn those around as weapons. So just understand, when we hit the alarm button, you can believe it's big, because I don't ever do this dealing with hacking. It's just part of life, and we try to upgrade and get better and better. So Chinese firms officially work with the government and admit it's their, quote, civic duty to hack America and Europe and just attack our banks, steal credit card money, you name it. And then the Russians get the blame. And, of course, they do it, too, but maybe 1/120th. Chinese firm admits it hacked DVR's cameras, were behind Friday's massive DDoS attack. Now, that's just from a few weeks ago. Okay, and again, that's out of PC World and other publications. So, our top experts are saying, yes, it's China, bot swarm attacks, and I'm not the technical guy, I'll go to some technical guys here in a minute, that are mass swarming through U.S. systems, U.S. Home computers, the Internet of Things, your digital camera that's hooked up to the internet, your printer, your refrigerator, your washing machines, they're all on the internet now slamming InfoWars, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, our shopping carts. We have a backup shopping cart. In fact, I'm going to give you that address as well. They know, it's no secret, that we go into the black the last few weeks of December. That's when we go from just paying the bills to profitable to be able to get more reporters, more crew members, and expand, hopefully, instead of contracting. And there's natural attrition because folks get other jobs or they move on or, you know, they get married or whatever. So we're trying to expand, not contract. And so they know, I'm going to skip this break, because we won't be here soon if this doesn't get stopped. There's massive moves to censor the internet. There's massive moves run by the Chinese to shut down the alt-right. They openly, in our newspapers, lecture us, a foreign power. That's how pathetic we are. It's how broke-back we are. It's how trained we are to be pimped. To be slapped, to have cultural, societal cigarettes put out on our eyeballs. That's what's figuratively going on here. We're trying to get our fighting spirit back to say no. We have traitor collaborators in our government. So we're speaking the real truth here. The real battle plan of the enemy. And I guess they think if they financially hurt us, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to go completely ape on China now. And I'm going to add more servers, more shopping carts, fundraisers, and I will double whatever damage they do before I stop. And our listeners will as well. In fact, we're not hiring 5 new reporters. We're hiring 10 now. We're not hiring 5 more writers. We're hiring 10 now. And I'm not buying just more equipment. I'm building a new studio, and I'm going to get on more satellites and more TV stations. I'm going to work even harder and commit even more now because of this. Guaranteed. You can guarantee I've never even borrowed money. They say at the bank, I've got $20 million credit right now down the street at like 3% interest. How you like that? You can't stop never borrowing money to build all this, dumbasses. You cut one hydra off, 55 grow back. So, let's continue here. Our people, I'm not going to list who they are, but they're it's the big companies that do Time Warner, that do Walmart, that do MasterCard, Visa. And you notice the Chinese can take those down sometimes if they want. But that just makes us beef up what we've got. So that's what's going on. And they said if they take down InfoWarsStore.com again, it will be the biggest DDoS attack in history that they've ever seen. And this has got the government involved, the FBI, you know, this is like one for the record books, okay? It's like, let me go back to the cheesy analogy of Pacific Rim, like the biggest level 5 kaiju comes out of the ocean. The Chinese already had all our power plants shut down, so we can't compete. They already had, and now they're taking over Hollywood. I mean, they're just in our face, laughing, so arrogant. The People's Daily, you can look it up, they actually said 2 weeks ago, your greatness will never return, you are broken, we rule you now, ha, ha, ha. They didn't say the ha, ha, ha part, it was just like in a total, ha, 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 ha. I've got the Wall, I pulled it, the Wall Street Journal, PC World, all of them, right here in front of me. Where they came out 2 weeks ago, I'm going to read them again today, and said, now you see we are correct to censor your fake news. In fact, we should arrest the people. Good, now you see. Yeah, you're a Buddhist online, talking to other Buddhists, they arrest you, put you in a prison, take your liver, kill you. And our media just goes, oh, there's some new rules coming in. You're not going to see InfoWars anymore. The globalists know that part of the federal government's been taken back. So they go to the Chinese to do this, folks. They have the EU 2 weeks ago call for censoring the internet. You notice it's now started. So we're not gonzo journalism, but we are the story here. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you the details with Anthony Ucciardi and Tim Frugier. But we're going to give you the P.O. box. We're going to give you the phone system where you can call. We've only got 5 or 6 people here, but you know, during the day, we take the calls and the orders. If you want to call and get free shipping, I'm still keeping that in place. And if you want to get products as much as 50% off, like a little silver, we're going to extend the biggest sales ever right through the week. But I'm going to do something else. I'm going to create a pack of the products that is at regular price for folks that want to call and pay regular price to help fund the tip of the spear, the entire spearhead in the fight against the globalists. So I'm announcing the special now. I see Tim Frugier there. I can see him on the TV monitor in the studio typing into the crew across the street in the other building. But we're going to create something that is at regular retail for people to call who want to go ahead and make a donation and get the high-quality products and fight back against the communist Chinese and the big think tanks and the foundations that are being investigated for being behind this. Because our government's known for a long time that certain foundations work with the communist Chinese and have been involved in all sorts of hacking attacks in America and espionage against U.S. intelligence agencies. To understand how close certain criminal groups are to the Chinese, and they use them as their muscle. So again, all they're doing is making us heroes. All they're doing is proving to everybody how important InfoWars.com is. Now, they haven't been able to bring down InfoWars.com yet. But because there's a bunch of security stuff on the shopping carts, that's what they're able to hit with those extra lines of defenses. We have the highest, you know, rating of online security to purchase. So the sites are fine to order from. It's that they're trying to block you even getting on them. So we have a backup site. As soon as we announce that, they'll attack that. We're going to just start turning on other backup sites in Leapfrog. And just when those shopping carts go up, it is an act of total defiance. Other talk show hosts, the radio show this big, would have a private jet and a 20-room mansion. Okay, I'm thinking of downsizing from a 4-bedroom because it's so annoying to have a medium-sized house. I don't care about houses. I don't care about red carpets. I don't care about power in this globalist world. I want to overturn the globalist world that is squatting like a giant succubus on the chest of humanity. I want to restore the republic. I want to restore the Renaissance. And I want people in China, where they have thousands of riots a month and valiantly stand up to the corrupt communist Chinese regime that our criminal government under the Rockefellers put in power in 1949. I want to apologize to the Chinese people and the Russian people that Americans allowed the Bolshevik Revolution to be financed out of New York City and out of Goldman Sachs. It's a fact. Look it up. I want to apologize for the fact that we put these plagues on you, and I want you to get out from under it. I want to get out from under it, whether it's Brexit or Russia pulling out of globalism or China pulling out via its people. Your communist leaders are pig-like monsters that have been bleeding you and feeding on you, and you have no rights, and the media spins it that I'm anti-Chinese. No. I understand you come from a class system, also a very racist system, because it's always been classes for 5,000 years. But you're hardworking, smart people that need to be free, and I want to see you free. We're all in this together. So I'm not the Chinese people's enemy. Okay? You know that. But I am upset about the wickedness and the evil alliance between the UN, the EU, and China, and they all ganged up on Donald Trump and our movement, and we're not going to be stopped. Ignoring Brexit vote only makes the people in the UK stronger to fight. It's the animating contest of liberty. The spirit of liberty has been ignited. You will not stop us. So everybody that wants to call and make a straight donation over the phone, that's fine. Whether it's $10 or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. Wealthy and middle-class people better start bellying up. Like when I paid upwards of $80,000, it was 85, I think, actually, to put airplanes all in the sky saying Hillary for president to create that meme. Notice she lost. I mean, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm taking the money as weapon systems, as war bonds, as more bombs to load in our aircraft, figuratively, to take out the enemy emplacements. We're here. This is ammunition. So InfoWarsStore.com is down. We'll give you the backup. It's going to be sluggish because it's under attack as well. I said they'll find it. They already have. Then we also have the toll-free number for you to call, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support because this is a war. This is what World War III looks like. It's economic, it's cyber, it's cultural. 888-253-3139. And you can, again, call. And we got a lot of specials, a lot of free shipping. This isn't about Christmas now. Even though everywhere in the lower 48, you can still get it delivered by Friday or Saturday before Christmas if you order today. And they're trying to stop us, again, from funding ourselves and, you know, trying to bully us into submission, and it's not going to work. It's going to make me focus more on capital raising. In fact, I'll tell you a story. When we got hacked about 11 years ago and demonized and attacked a bunch of other ways, I was going to stay small with about 6-7 employees. Tim Prejean was there at the time, so was Rob Jacobson. I was going to stay very, very small, and I just wanted to be somebody that put out information. I noticed, though, they were trying to destroy me, and I realized big fish eat little fish. I needed to grow because they kept demonizing us, saying we were trying to get big, we were trying to do this and that, but we were failures. And I said, I'm going to show you how you get big. I said it on air. And now I'm going to show everybody how you get even bigger. We're now going to, we're going to double in the next year. We've already tripled our audience the last year, but we're going to double in our firepower, our investigative journalism. We're going to blast our way out. Even though we're still dominating, when I say blast our way out, I mean to the next level. So, you want to fight? You got one. And we're going to basically just absolutely go all China all the time now. Because we're the ones putting the talking point out. Trump gets it. And it is China teamed up with the Democrats to bring this country down, lecturing us through Hollywood and newspapers that we can't have Donald Trump. It is outrageous. We're not involved in your politics. And of course, everybody knows that China secretly hates Russia more than us. They've had wars many times, and that they're trying to get the United States organized into a war with Russia. So it's so is a lot of other countries like Saudi Arabia. So that's all happening. Now, Anthony Gucciardi and Tim Prejean both work with our IT people. And I think we should now get Paul involved, or Gucci, you can do it. Paul has been responding today. I think he might be on vacation. Well-deserved. And we need to get a story out on this with all the details that the cyber folks said we could put out because this is newsworthy. So, Anthony and Tim, go ahead and tell folks what's happened.
Well, let me give you an idea of this. Also, we just went to InfoWars Live, and it was down, but because we have backup systems through Cloudflare and everything, you can still sometimes access it right now. But so, in my view, this is the top security firm, the internet security firm that InfoWars is working with right now. It's definitely one of the top. No one would dispute that. And they're saying, okay, this is the group that Visa and MasterCard went to when they were under massive, massive DDoS attack. But this isn't just a DDoS attack. That's kind of easy in some ways for this company to handle, even though it was scaling. That was just the first wave about 3-4 days ago in the middle of the night.
It's all exponential. It started Friday, and it's just exponential.
So it started with a massive DDoS attack, and they found a vulnerability within WordPress, which is nothing we can do about that. But then the second DDoS attack came in the following morning, which was massive. They used a SynFlood. There was a SynFlood attack. But the big thing that they're doing now is they're doing a multi-prong attack. This isn't just like, you know, they're getting some botnet computers, like 50 computers or something. We're talking massive, massive scale. And they said that right now this is about the sophistication level. They used to take down credit card companies, banks. This is the same group also. One of the managers over there, we were just speaking with him. They said that, so Trump, obviously, his websites and things were hit with attacks like these.
Same
and they
group.
Said, that, I don't know, but they said that Trump's attacks were nowhere near the level of these. So they said this is either number one or number two most sophisticated series of attacks they've seen pretty much in their history. But they said, basically, they've got everyone looking at this. They've got various government groups looking at this. Everyone's checking it out saying, what is going on? And they can't figure it out. But they did say, you know, what kind of enemies are you making? Because clearly this is the most important funding time of the year. I mean, this is when all the sales come in. This is when people want to get their products. People want to get Christmas stuff. And, of course, the InfoWars store is going to completely cease.
Well, they know we're the only folks, along with Drudge, putting out the narrative that's true, that they're openly announcing the end of Internet freedom and Internet censorship and licensing of news. It's all being announced. Soros' group's being knighted as the group to implement it. And no one's talking about it, but InfoWars.com and a few other sites. We'll be back. Stay there, guys. I want to learn more.
The Empire's on the run.
Yeah, we're on the march.
Alex Jones and the GCN
Radio Network.
We're fighting
for you. We're fighting for you.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A new CD that just came out, maybe yesterday on Beatle Records. Ho, ho, ho again, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, I want to be very, very clear. This country's being sabotaged. We're 31 days out from the inauguration of Trump. They're trying to overthrow his seating in the Electoral College today. Death threats are flowing. There are all these Netflix shows and HBO shows about how great the jihadis are in Syria, the wonderful white helmets. Well, the Russian ambassador was shot dead just minutes ago. This was reported by DrudgeReport.com. It's going up on InfoWars.com as we speak. There's graphic video of a, quote, security guard who's a jihadi walking up and shooting the Russian ambassador. Russian ambassador shot dead by a gunman screaming, "We die in Aleppo, you die here," during an exhibition in Turkey. Now, these are the jihadis 5 years ago, funded by Hillary, that invaded into the country and have been overthrowing it. And then when the Syrians and the Russians fight back, our media calls them horrible and evil. Now, the word is, I got last week from a high-level military source, is that even though the U.S. military says they won't go along with it, Obama's preparing to give orders for airstrikes into Syria, hitting Russian slash Turkish sites. If that happens, it's an act of war. And they've openly been calling for similar things like that. So this is all the craziness that's happening. This is the attempt to push us into regional wars that could lead to a new world war ahead of Trump getting into office. All hell's breaking loose. They mean business. The Pentagon and others have come out and said, if we strike joint Turkish-Russian sites when the legitimate government has invited the Russians in, it's an act of war against Russia. Now, do we have the video now of him shooting? Because I saw it during the break. Can we have that in a moment? You mean we can just play it right off YouTube? We can do it that way. We don't have to transfer it. Now, I also have news here dealing with Georgia. We've been covering this for a few weeks. The officials have gone public. We have the video coming up to start of the next segment. And now, continuing with this, we have the news out of Georgia where the state officials are saying they've been hacked by Homeland Security. Now, we know this happened all over the country. As Homeland Security, quote, tried to protect the election, they're actually in there trying to hack into the election systems and clearly change the results. They failed, though, because the tsunami was so big for Trump, despite the fact they stole five states, manipulated others. It was just too big a tsunami. They miscalculated. They stole big in the city centers, but weren't worried about outlying areas, and those came in so strong for Trump, on average, it was able to defeat them. And all this is coming out. That's why they changed the subject and blamed the Russians for what they claim has been happening. Now, as you know, again, all hell is breaking loose around the world right now. The video is now up on Infowars.com. Russian ambassador Karlov shot and injured in Turkey. The word is he's now dead. The Russian ambassador has been wounded by a gunman while visiting a photo gallery in the Turkish capital. Some other people reportedly also injured in the attack a day after protests in Turkey over Russian military intervention in Syria. And Turkey has announced it's at war with Syria. It's always been at war with Syria the last 5 years. And is sending in tanks and troops, suicide bombers, you name it. So again, all hell is breaking loose. And sides are changing sides, switching sides. They claim there was a coup against Erdogan that the West tried to run. Then he made a deal with Russia. Then he doubled back against it. These are the times big wars start. You've got them trying to raise interest rates right now to kill the Trump surge in the economy we've seen. This is economic warfare. Just like we're under economic hack attack and people trying to block our website so you can't get to them, so you can't visit the shopping carts. In the last few days of big shopping, that's coming out of communist China. It's the same thing economically against you. Shutting down your power plants, raising your taxes. It's about domination. It's about control. Here is the video clip out of Syria today where the Russian ambassador is executed. Viewer discretion is advised. Notice the jihadi shaved his beard. He was blending in as he was the security guard. When I go to the airport, the people frisking me are wearing head dresses. They can't even speak English. We have all this security because of the Islamists. And then the joke is, whether you're in Heathrow or whether you're in JFK, whether you're in New York or London, it's the jihadis running your life. And I've got stacks of news here where they're teaching at colleges the evil of whiteness and the evil of Christianity and the goodness of Islam. And all the liberal women are like, oh, yes, I don't have an American man because they're evil misogynists, but I've got a jihadi. The trendiest thing for liberal women is to have a jihadi that barely even lets them come out of the house. It's a cuckolding. They hate their daddy because he kissed their butt and gave them everything they wanted. They want somebody to treat them real bad. So they go from the Western man kissing their butt, putting them up on a pink pillow pedestal, to jihad, you know, jihad Sam over here. Now, again, we're under the biggest hack attack of our history. It's so unprecedented, I can't even believe it. When we have other hacks and denial of service deals, I don't even bring it up because it just bounces off. This is, right now, one of the biggest in history, according to the top internet security firm in the country, and the top servers, all of it. Same folks Visa, MasterCard use, Walmart use. They now say it is about to be the biggest attack ever. So we've got to go ahead and write this up, one for the record books. And I mean, who knows? They're thinking it might turn up to terabyte a second attacks. So the answer is go to Low Tech. If you haven't signed up for our newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter. So they shut down Infowars and, you know, these sites off and on. Or the government does. We can send you underground videos, underground articles. We already do that every day. Really the most important boil down. Special promo codes, 50% off at Infowarsstore.com. You can also call toll free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And on that newsletter page, somewhere on there, we've got the sign up for Trump. We're going to mail today the 100,000 physical petitions that we printed off. We're going to, there's the free speech petition. People need to keep signing that at Infowars.com/newsletter. And that's being sent to Trump and to Congress, obviously, to have the cameras there and show it and bring attention to it and then get Trump to come out, which he's planning to do soon, I'm told, and really demonize the attacks on free speech and point out communist China is honchoing it and quarterbacking it. There's high-level stuff going on with this right now. I'm going to stop right there. So they know. They're attacking. The communist Chinese are attacking what they see as one of the main mouthpieces of Trump and the American Renaissance, the American return of the Republic. And I've got Politico, Associated Press, all of them attacking us today, saying we're the evil mouthpiece. Look at Politico if you're a TV viewer. They've got another one of these fake conservatives Glenn Beck, that go on shows and say, we were always frauds. We were always, you know, bad, and conservatism is bad. We're sorry. And of course, this has me supposedly in the graphic running Fox News and running Sean Hannity. And that's meant to manipulate Sean Hannity to stop covering the points we cover to make it him feel like he's my minion, which he isn't. And then, you know, Breitbart's under me. You know, that's the whole image. Breitbart's under me. And Sean Hannity's my megaphone, and I'm the big monster that they've got a dual image here where I'm looking straight at the camera, but also the cutout is of my face. It's good art. Too bad the artist has turned themselves to deception. Because I hang stuff like that on the walls. It's very well done, very talented. But we'll just expropriate this now in the name of the people. Ha, 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 use it for all purposes. So I hope you enjoy that. But seriously, they go on and say it's the post Truth era. Well, you've already said you were the post-truth people under Karl Rove that you decide reality. We're telling the truth. It's the return of truth you can't handle. I mean, how broke back are we? How dominated? How controlled? How pathetic that the communist Chinese are in stacks of news articles I've got here. I covered it exclusively yesterday, in depth, for most of the show, where they're admittedly running the censorship and advising Facebook, Google, and Twitter, who already conform to the Chinese model of communism and control in the last few years. That's 1,350,000,000 people. That's four times our population. They've already done it. So don't say they can't do it here. PC World's like, boy, they've been proven right. Now they're helping us. Read the article. Scroll down. It's like, yeah, yes, who's been proven right? Oh, the current demand for fake news has one country feeling vindicated. China, for years, is controversial censorship. And then they go on to say we're adopting their system. They kill people for just mild speech that I should be able to be a practicing Buddhist in my own home and do yoga. You're going to a death camp to have your organs frickin' cut out. And the left is like, we've got a new ally, Chairman Mao, literally. And I'm hitting them with this. I'm hitting him with this with and there it is. Fake news is rampant even under tight Chinese filters. Oh, they're trying as hard as they can and they can't do it, but we need to learn from them. They go on to lecture you in these articles about how they're here to we're going to shut down the bad people. We promise. We promise. I have a clip on Fox News where they go, we can learn a lot from China. And they've got a right to only have positive news on. Yeah, they execute you. They call it negative or rumors are fake. Is that the American way? We can't give the public a voice. See, what they don't like is you have a voice now. So they're picking DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, and Breitbart.com as the three test people to publicly pillory attack. And that's not working. So maybe if we have the Chinese shut them down, we'll shut up his voice. All you're doing is make everyone share our videos and our articles that much more. You're welcome to copy our videos onto your YouTube page. You're welcome to copy our articles onto your blog. Get them out. The answer is they got a bunch of slave computers hijacked, the Chinese do, attacking us. We hit them with HUMAC, with you getting our articles, our videos, and passing them on religiously to everybody that this is happening. And if you call and they can't answer the phone because they're getting too many calls of support, leave your name and number. We will call you back to take your order of support. You need X2 to change your whole, change my body chemistry, the good halogen, turn my life around. Lost 60-something pounds. It's incredible. Throw in Antsy in a moment. You need oxy powder to flush out your intestines, higher level oxygen to cleanly and subtly do it. You need backups and supplies. It makes great gifts of colloidal silver, silver bullet, the highest quality, 30 parts per million, $9.95. The same stuff's at Whole Foods for $24.95. It's the same stuff private labeled. On and on and on. Now, 28 products from Living Defense Parasite Cleanse to Winter Sun, True, Vitamin D3, Organic. Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, Organic, Under the Tongue, the best way to take it other than shots. Super Blue, I think, is almost sold out. Super high-quality fluoride, non-fluoride toothpaste with colloidal silver and more. Now, again, a lot of people, InfoWarsStore.com's down, but they have it jumping from servers to servers. Your server's secure. Your order's safe. It's an attack to block you from getting to it. InfoWarsStore.com. For those of you that know the backup store, I'll let Anthony, you know, I can give you that because they know what that is, too, and they're attacking it, but for some reason, it's not down. But the most important way is to call 888-253-3139. I'm not going to let these people win. We can fund ourselves with mail order, and with I'm on AM and FM stations across the country, and if people understand they've got to order, and let's say they shut us down for months. I'm already preparing for that in case that happens. If it's the biggest attack in history, it's going to be international news. They won't be able to cover up. It's going to be giant. All the rest of the tech industry knows they can't give into this because it's giving into terrorism. They're going to build no matter what systems we need to defeat the communist Chinese. Mass murderers that feed on their own sad people like North Korean minion of theirs, Kim Jong-un, does. So InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site, or call 888-253-3139. We have Give the Gift of Life Christmas special. Can't believe in this country so tyrannical saying Christmas is controversial. X2, Supermel Vitality, and Secret 12 all together, 20% off. I suggest you get that when you call. What a game changer. What a life changer. And it also funds the tip of the spear, the spearhead in the fight for liberty, 888-253-3139. Anthony, thanks for standing by. I know you've got a lot to do while I break this down. But look at this whole season of control. The word is they're going to do soft kills against Russians. We've already seen the head of Russian intelligence killed as well this year. We're seeing massive hot war heat up against Russia, U.S. troops massing on the Polish border with Russia. Trump, obviously moving to try to stop this in 31 days, but will they let him get in? Before we cover that in the next segment, and how they're trying to overturn his electors today, as I told you they would do a month ago, and they called me a conspiracy theorist. See? They hate it that I know their attack plan. They hate it I don't care what they say, and I just go with the facts. I operate as if they don't exist. Because they don't. They're frauds. They're sellouts. They're traitors. Anthony, break down the level. Because as of yesterday, it was the second biggest DDoS spam bot attack they've ever seen. Now they're saying it's about to be the biggest, Anthony.
You know, let me just say, we're living in a world, we're living under a society where we can't even make our own decisions anymore about what we want to read. The EU government, the United States House gets to pass quietly a bill that could censor so-called fake news. You know, Facebook says, that's okay, we're going to put a big stamp on it that says fake news to protect people and you can't share anything, you know. So we can't even decipher for ourselves anymore what's real and what's not. We have to have, like, it's a sad day to see Forbes say that we're seeing Facebook adopt the Chinese-style business model, right? So, number one, we can't even intellectually choose what we want to consume anymore to that level. There is a lot of fake news out there, sure, but a lot of it's going to be opinion-based, and everyone is inherently biased one way or another. So, number one, we have that attack at that level, which is huge. But then, in a more direct attack, you go on, let's say, InfoWars Life. I just went on it over here, and it's down. The InfoWars store is down. Now, you would say, well, gee, what about InfoWars? Well, InfoWars.com is under attack, too, but these people are smart, and they're attacking the lifeblood, InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWars store. And it might be up for some people. We're over here. It's down. We have Cloudflare, so it kind of goes back up across co-locations around the world so that you can still get a backup system. But they're smart. They're cutting down the lifeblood. the sales were crushed over the last 4 days because of the massive DDoS attacks, because of the multi-pronged
attacks. Yeah, it's now over $100,000. And again, then when your stuff's discounted like ours, let's say $40,000 of money, that sounds like a lot. Not 60 crew members, not flying people around to cover stuff, not paying for bandwidth, not paying for cybersecurity, not paying for legal. This is what it costs to run an operation against the New World Order. People say, why didn't somebody build a media system to fight them? They come after you. They demonize you. But here's the deal. We're winning. The great news is every time we fight back, we win. So flood the web with HUMET, spreading our links, spreading our articles, spreading our videos, explaining what's happening. When this article, this video gets archived today, get this out to everyone. Defend the free web and buy our products, because this is why they've been discouraged in the past. Every time they attack, we just get stronger because it makes us work harder. So show them. Hit them hard so we grow in the next year in their face. InfoWarsStore.com may be off, up and down. Go to 888-253-3139. And we come back, I'll give you the address as well if you'd like to send us a donation or order anything over the mail. But give yourself the gift of free speech and defending the Republic. InfoWars is the heart of the resistance. Everybody knows that. The enemy knows that. Don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. By the way, I'm not saying, oh, I'm special, thank me. I'm saying, help us. We're in a war, folks. This is real. Look at it. We are kicking their butt. We're about to break free from the Chi-Coms.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Good evening, people. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we've got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
I get a little not hysterical, but very excited. You know, if you saw communist Chinese troops marching up and down with bayonets down the street, you'd get excited. This is 21st century war, but they're hitting InfoWars.com, the leading flagship in mobilizing populations worldwide against the globalist takeover. China has a major deal with the globalist cabal, the engine of the takeover. and they're coming after us. I'm not going to belabor this anymore. Jordan Maxwell, very hard to get on, best-selling author, Illuminati expert. Regardless of what you think about him, he's done groundbreaking work, incredibly thought-provoking. He was scheduled to be on next hour. I'm trying to move him to the third hour, which has even more listeners, just because I've got to cover all this other elector news and stuff that's breaking, and they just killed the Russian ambassador. I mean, it's just my gut tells me that we were going to go into a crazy time. I said this 2 years ago, a year ago. I said this election was going to be huge. Trump was going to win. But then they were going to start a war, an economic collapse, you name it, to stop him. I'm on record. Geopolitically, I can look at it intellectually. Gut level, I can look at it. And my gut's never wrong. And if I seem happy, everybody's like, why are you so happy? Because once I'm in a fight, I'm not having anxiety anymore. It's the joy of battle. Berserking, basically, politically. And I've gone berserk is what's happened. But I worked 18 hours yesterday. I took a few hours off with the kids. I worked 18 hours until 2 a.m. 18 hours. And I'm counting the few hours I took off. And I'm not bragging. I'm in total energized mode. Weight now is just pouring off of me. I still don't look as good as I used to 20 years ago, but I mean, I'm looking a lot better. I'm looking younger. I'm just coming alive. It's just like, I can just feel the times we're living in right now. It is just incredible. So the backup store that's also under attack, it's sluggish. Again, the stores are safe. They haven't been hacked into. They're being hit so you can't get in the door. It's like they're boarding up the door so you can't get in. Store.infowars.com. Store.infowars.com is the old shopping cart. Has all the bells and whistles. Looks just the same. Has all the same products. It's updated every day. Store.infowars.com. You can also direct mail P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And folks, I never ask for this, but donations. The country is on its knees. We're getting back up on our legs. We got a chance to throw the Chi-Coms out of here, who openly are taking over Hollywood, our media, lecturing us, saying we can't have Donald Trump, giving Hillary money, meddling in our elections. Stand up against the murdering communist Chinese before we get intimidated into slavery. Our same elite put the Chi-Coms in control over the Chinese, and I apologize to the Chinese for that. We fight for the Falun Gong. We fight for the Chinese people. We fight for Taiwan. They're so angry. I'm supporting Taiwan. I support independence from tyranny. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. I need your support now more than ever. We're keeping the free shipping through this week. It's not about Christmas now. It's about letting them know they're going to lose. And they have put a big dent in our funding for next year because December, this week, pretty much ending this weekend already, was when we would make the money to see how much extra we'd have in the new year. But listen, I can just take on more sponsors, do whatever's needed. But I'd really just rather have you support us. InfoWarsStore.com, get the products you need. Anthony, other points I'm dragging you in here to add about this.
No, exactly. That's the thing, though. As an independent group, as an independent organization, not taking money from mega corporations, not taking money from government subsidies and groups and saying, oh, well, you know, we're here for the people. But meanwhile, getting back to our payments, we actually need to sell stuff that is really good. And with the nutraceuticals, they're life changing. I super believe in them. I take them every single day.
Look how they're trying to shut down Breitbart right now using the fact that they have big sponsors. I'm not blaming them having BMW. Those are great cars. I don't blame them having Kellogg's. That's crap food, but that's who they have on there. But they're now withdrawing your support to bankrupt them. It's what they do.
Well,
by the way, Breitbart wouldn't be there if it wasn't for big Republican donors that are patriots. Go ahead.
Yeah, what else are they going to do when they have millions and millions of fans? I mean, they're trying to attack you over and over again, say you're crazy, whatever. But your millions of listeners that actually know you, they say, well, hey, you know, we like him. So what else are they going to do? They're going to try and cut down your funding arm. They're going to try and stop you any way they possibly can. And this is their last resort.
Anthony, I've been interrupting you for 30 minutes as I've had you stand there. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor to talk about what's unfolding. Then I'm going to shift gears. I'm trying to shut down the electors, the war with Russia. Trying to start. 31 days, folks. They're going to do everything they can to stop the Liberty Movement taking back America. If we get America, we get the world.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping.